Mobile, Mackinac City. Mobile, Mackinac City, on the Mackinac Bridge. Hey, UMH, mobile, levering.
KB8OOE, this is KF8BSC, mobile, Flint, Michigan, go ahead.
Up here in Baxter, just had to stop at the grocery store deli and pick some things up. Out here enjoying this slimy weather.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Boy, on that transmission there, name is Randy also. Your transmission there, you had some kind of humming interference. You were still fully copyable, but just you had a real annoying buzz going on that was not there when you first came on with your call.
It could be the exhaust of this truck, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there that time. You were nice and clean. Sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me.
Yeah, I got a buddy and I are running some tests on these little cheap radios. We're going to kind of present the results to this group of friends we hang out with. And this one I've had quite a while, but he just got one like it. And it's one of those cheap QID Chinese rigs. And I don't know, it could be doing something weird. I know the one does some crazy stuff, but the other, it has dual watch, which this one doesn't, although it doesn't have crossband repeat.
Huh. I know quite a few guys who use those as their handheld. I've never had one. I have two or three of those TID KID radios, H8 I think they are. They're a good little radio. I've had nothing but good luck with them.
I've got one of those. My buddy Gary bought it for me, and then I found these other ones. They've got a modification board, and they'll do single sideband down into 40 or maybe even down to 80 meters. They're handhelds. Horrible probably filtration down there, but if you're doing a narrow band mode, I've yet to see them on a scope, which I will do, because they have several SDR rigs, and I want to see what they're capable of and see what the harmonics look like. But this one is a mobile rig, and this one is a little bit more. The other one I've got, it was like $62. And they're both like 25-watt radios, and it does all right. I can't complain. You got enough gain on the antenna, then you don't need 50 watts. But they do get warm, let me tell you. Same processor as the UV5Rs and all the rest. Not much to them, for sure. KB8OOE.
Huh, I'll be darned. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what you see when you put them on a scope. And I bet they do get warm then. Huh. That, every now and again, that PID that I have, it'll get noticeably warm, but not too awful bad.
I was, sorry, I shifted gears there. I was talking about this mobile radio. The PID, when you run them full 5 watts, I mean, it's 100% duty cycle on FM, right? So that's what you get. But these are, that's a 5-watt rig, I think. And then these mobile rigs are 25. But the one has 3 power settings, and this one has 2, I think. But the other ones are a Quansheng knockoff. And they've got an expansion board that's got more memory, so you can put more memory channels on it. And then it also does single sideband AM and FM. They've got a couple different programs you flash those with. They're neat little handhelds. I'm just looking for a cheap way to get on something that would get me mobile, more mobile on the low bands, digital modes.
Yeah, sure. Like I say, I've got a few buddies who use them, and it's their daily handheld. If they're gonna carry one. A lot of them got those Yaesu. I can't think what the number is on them, but they're a pretty expensive unit.
And they're all Oriental. I mean, Yaesu, what, Japan. And hard telling where they're really made. you know, if Japan just runs a test on them before they ship them out the door, if Japan actually makes them with components from God only knows where. So they're all Oriental. There's really nothing built in the States anymore. And if it was, it would probably be as big as a house. And I don't know, it's a sad fact. I have a couple little five-band rigs that are as big as a deck of playing cards that will do 5 watts or True SDX. They're nice little radios. I have to play with those more, but I've got transverters for those to get me up on 2 and 440, but I'd like to look at the signal on them as well.
Well, it sounds like you're running a pretty good review on them. That's pretty cool. Well, I'm downtown playing here. Got to make a run into a couple buildings. Nice chatting with you. Thanks for riding along. This is KF8BSC Mobile. Be clear on your file.
Got a buddy in the UP. I'm going to set up a wire today if it stops raining and talk to him up in, he's up, all the way over by Wisconsin, Iron Mountain area. So I'm going to see if I can wrap with him for a little bit tonight. It's going on dark sometime. 73, this is KB80OE.
What was your name real quick?
I'll give you a kilo. Don't like your name.
I didn't copy that at all. All I heard was
my radio making a racket?
Yeah, it's like every other transmission.
I'm going to have to get into that, check that out. Mike's the name here.
I copied that. All right, Mike 73. Have a good day. Try to stay dry. KF8BSC in the mobile. I'll be clear.
73, KB80OE. SWR KB80OE. KB80OE.
Good afternoon. WDAPKL.
Yeah, I heard you in there, W, some KGO or something like that. Anyway, yeah. Good morning. Afternoon, I guess. Now, how you doing?
Well, I was doing fine until I looked outside. See what kind of day we have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It looks like it's going to be like this, and then get colder, and maybe some of that white stuff in the near future. So all I can wait until like March or April. I think probably about April and get it over with.
Yeah, Roger. I don't blame you. I used to like wintertime cold weather, but now that I'm 80 years old, I don't like it anymore. Living in the wrong state now.
Yeah, I'm getting up there. I'm 70, so I don't compute my brain, but that's what my birth certificate says. I was 55, so I was like, yeah, okay, I guess. So anyway, I go over here to a friend's house, check on him. He's not doing well. He lost his wife, and he's kind of by himself now, so I go and check on him once in a while, help him out wherever I can.
Oh, Roger, okay. Well, I know what that's like. I lost a wife 5 years ago. I'm going to change radios here. This is, I have two Icon radios, and I want to try my handheld. Please stay with me, okay?
Guys.
Yeah, this one is my handheld. It only puts out like 5 watts, and I am over in Carlton. I think this repeater is about 14 or 15 miles away from me.
Well, you're doing a good job. Audio is awesome. I can't beat the audio on either one of them. I have the ICOM 5100 in the truck here. ID 52 at home. But yeah, they both sound real good.
Oh, Roger, well, I haven't used this. I listened on this a lot, but I haven't used it much since I've had it, and I've had it over a year. I've got I think it's a 5/8 wave antenna on it. This 5200 even has Bluetooth and voice-operated transmit. It's an amazing radio. Beyond that, it also is digital, so I can go through a digital repeater and talk on that as well. Again, call here, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. Handle here is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo.
This is Mike, WAYRC. Anyway, I'm on the Shark RF, the Mike digital one. I switched over because the other one was getting noisy. I'm going away from the repeater here in Lapeer. But I'm on this one here. Our Lapeer repeater's got issues right now. We've got the wind damage and all that, so we don't have a tower up. So we're makeshift this and that for now until we get a tower up. Probably early spring we'll probably get a tower up. Can't wait for that. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, up here in Saginaw, our repeaters are fine. The only one that has any trouble is, Midland. And their D-Star repeater, they never have had a permanent place for it. But ours has, set on top of a hospital building. The other one, WADAC, or KADAC, I'm sorry, that's on top of a high-rise 11-story building near downtown Saginaw.
Here in Lapeer, we don't really have anything high except the people. We got enough of them places around, but we was going to put back on the water tower, and it sounds like they want to take the water tower down, so it's obsolete, so they decided they're going to take it down instead of repainting it or anything. So there goes our good idea. I used to have it up there years ago when I was president, but then it came down. Never got put back up there, so we have a hospital, but it's only like a 4-story, so it's nothing exciting. So we're still looking. I think we're going to end up with a new tower. WAYRC.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Well, here, let me get off of here. I appreciate the help, and hopefully I'll talk to you again. WDAPKL 73.
Yeah, Bob, nice talking to you. We'll do it again real quick. I'm out here in a boat somewhere. So, 73, blessed day. WAYRC.
And
KZHL monitoring.
KZHL-KV.
How you doing today?
Sure you're talking to me. I thought there was another station in there. I'm doing pretty good. Bible from Sports Creek.
Not a very good looking day, is it?
No. I got all dressed up. I thought I was going to a funeral, but I guess it's tomorrow. Back in the change clothes. Yeah, I got the days mixed up.
Yeah, I just got done with an MRI, and I thought I'd get out here and see if anybody's on here, and just heading back to my house. I'm in Flint. I don't know where you at.
I'm out here in Swartz Creek. Right off Seymour Road.
Okay, you're not that far. All right, well, thanks for keying up, and have a great day, man. KZHL 73 clear.
I just put a new 5100 in here, Icon 5100, just playing around it, sitting in the driveway.
I got one of those in my other truck, and then I have the 2730A in the house as my base unit.
I think I'm looking for something to put in the base. I've been out of it for a while. Getting back into it. This is Bob. My name's Bob. Yeah, this is different. I used to just turn the dial. Now I've got to figure out all these programs. I got a program, a buddy of mine programmed it. Put the card in there and did all that. Now I've got to figure out how to run the radio. KZHL-KV.
Oh, they're a very nice radio. I really like mine. What antenna are you using? I have both of my rigs have the Diamond 7500.
I have to get up and get outside and look at it. it's a magnet. It's a diamond magnet. It's not very tall, but the case is laying in the back, and I'm not sure the exact number on it.
Well, if you're using Diamond, you're using good stuff, man. Yeah, I've never had problems with these. Although, you know, these farmers get out and about with their combines and they knock branches down and break them, but they don't come to the ground. And then you drive through there where you've driven through there a zillion times, and yeah, there's a branch hanging down and it was dark and it hit my antenna and broke it.
What I had years ago was Diamond too, but it was more solid. I don't remember the brand, what number it was, but it was like a solid, and you could bend it in the middle. You pull a sleeve down, it bend over, you know, the top of it. This was really short. It works pretty good, I guess.
So much for technology, eh? Yeah, these diamonds, they work good. I like them. It wasn't that much. One of my friends told me you ain't going to find parts for it. Well, I went and I found a place, and they didn't carry it, but they knew the number to call the Diamond to get them. And it was fairly cheap. I had to buy a phasing coil and the top part of my antenna. And phasing coil was like $12, and the top part was like $24. So it's worth it.
Yeah, this is real. Well, I can get out and look and tell you exactly what it is. It's not that big. It's not that big around either. I could actually almost go in the garage with it, but it would kind of bend it a little bit. Probably only about a little over a foot tall, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, you're getting out perfect. I mean, I hear you like you're sitting in the seat beside me.
Yeah, you're sounding real good, too, like you're sitting right here. Let me jump out real quick. I want to see what I got to know myself. Hang on, KZHL-KV.
Yeah, you still there? Can you see it on TV?
K8ZHL, yeah, I'm still here, buddy. K8ZHL, subject is clear. K8ZHL monitoring, anyone out there? K8ZHL, 73 clear.
Will not be answering the phone on that one. I will be
restoring that, because they've been asking for overtime, and it's like, no, I'm good.
I get you there. And you know, too, you've taken a lot of the overtime, and you know, you just can't, you know, spread the wealth, I guess, a little bit. And I'm sure there'll be more coming up after the holidays here for between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I get you.
Yeah, you know, if you don't sweeten the deal, I don't play. They need to either offer time and a half or double time for that, and if it's not either of those, then I got nothing for you.
Nope, I get you on that one. I get you there. It's definitely make it worth the while there, and absolutely. So, yep, head north and not looking back.
Right, exactly. How was your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Not a lot going on. Obviously, you just can't do anything outside with the rain. But, yeah, the groceries were delivered today, and did some wash. Did a couple of the nets last night, the double nickel, and also joined in on the Warren Cert net on the double nickel last night. So I got some opportunities there to participate. Good nets there. But other than that, we're doing okay.
Cool, good. It sounds like you had a good day. I heard later on this week, Wednesday and Thursday, looking at getting some snow.
Yeah, I've heard that. Well, a lot more up north of here. I've heard way up north in the UP, blizzard warning and like double digit figures of snow. And I know Lee and Melissa are under a winter storm watch up there in Green City. So the live is coming in from Houghton Lake for them. So hopefully they can they celebrate Thanksgiving, but we might get a little bit out of it. Wait to see what the end of the week, what the weekend's gonna bring.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, at least it's not on days that I work or the weekend that I work, because I'll let everybody else forget how to drive on somebody else's shift.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. At least you don't have to rush out and clear the car off, snow and ice, and deal with that stuff. Like you say, the calls, boy, I used to dread working those days, especially the first snows. Man alive, just these calls, just you could be holding accidents. Just no fun. Good to be off.
Yeah, no. They say how much we're supposed to get. I was seeing anywhere from an inch to 3, and then some are saying a trace to 2. And, I don't know if they've settled on a number yet.
NAWCB, I don't think they've settled on a number yet. I'm like you. Those are the numbers I've heard. So far, so I guess it still depends on the track of the system, and that I think the big concern right now for tomorrow is the 45-50 mile an hour winds that are coming through. But I haven't heard a definite number on if we're going to get any snow or not. Are you guys doing the turkey trot? Are you helping out down there?
Nope. I had planned on it, and then heard nothing, and then finally got something. But it's like, well, you know, if we don't have the we don't have the information pretty quick, then I can't help you.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering. It's like, you know, I haven't heard an awful lot more about it, and I know you guys have talked about going down there, but you know, again, if you and your family plan to see the parade or whatever, but especially with, you know, with kind of the weather up in the air, too, it makes it kind of hard to plan in that way, too.
Yeah, I don't want to get out there and it's snow and so fast to try to get back up here, especially on Thanksgiving. So we're gonna opt out and hang out up here, watch it on TV.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. That's probably what we'll do here. Good place to be. It'll be warm, and you can always watch it on television instead of being out in the elements, and dealing with crowds, taking a chance on getting snacks or something like that. Get a closer view, I guess, on TV.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Speaking of that, I want to pass you guys here. It's totally up to you guys. I still got a cough. I can't get rid of my cough. For whatever reason, it's just not liking me. So I'm still coughing. And then a couple of the kids have coughs. So it's up to you guys and whether you guys want to still come over this weekend or what you guys want to do. Nobody's got fevers. There's no, nothing like that. It's just they got a cough. So I just figured I'd run that past here before the weekend to kind of have a heads up on it. And if you guys decide, we'll hold off, then that's fine. And then if you guys decide that we still get together, that's fine too. But I figured I'd put it in your guys' ballpark so you guys can make the decision.
Okay, well, I appreciate the heads up. I'll let Mom know what's going on. Probably again a lot will. I think probably the weather will dictate a lot of it. Just some of the things I'm hearing about this system this weekend. We'll just take it a step at a time and just keep the date soft right now and go from there. And yeah, I think you're probably wise there. Back to the other subject with you guys, having that, something like that going, you're wise to probably stay out of the elements as much as you can.
Yeah, we're trying to be careful. Like I said, it's just a cough, and I don't want it going from a cough to something else. Can't afford the time to be down and with the kids and stuff like that. I just can't afford that stuff. So it's one of those things that we're just gonna play it safe.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. So, like I say, we'll just kind of see how the week progresses, how you guys are feeling, and how the weather goes, and we'll just take it a step at a time and plan it that way. I guess if that's all right. But I appreciate the heads up there.
Gee, why you? Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. And also, I got a second question here for you. Would you and Mom want a turkey? We were given three turkeys, and obviously we won't use two turkeys. Technically, we got six turkeys, but we were able to get rid of three of them, and we still got three of them. So would you and Mom want a turkey?
Well, I don't know. I can't do it. I think Leo offered turkey by text message here earlier today, so we appreciate it. I was going to say, never mind, I was going to kid around with you, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. I had a feeling just when I talked about it last night, and she's like, well, we got extra turkeys, maybe, maybe Mom, Dad will want a turkey, and I'm like, oh, we can offer it and see, and, they're still frozen, but, at least there's, something to have, put back if you need it, and, turkey's one of those things that, you at least get a good couple meals out of it, so.
Exactly, and actually, it's kind of an answer to prayer, because, we were potentially looking for something for Christmas, so we appreciate it there. What a blessing. Definitely save it back and unthought there for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. And we we had some friends give us some food, and then we went to food pantry, and they gave us some food too. So and we're like, well, hey, this is great. So we're planning on going back up there here for Christmas. And if you guys are interested in food pantry stuff, let us know, because this place will allow you to pick up for other people. So. If that's something that you guys are interested in, just let me know or let Leo know. We're going to go up here in December, I believe their next one is.
Oh, okay, I appreciate that. Again, we'll run that by Mom, but I'm sure she probably, that would be one of those things that would be appreciated. Every little bit helps here, and... if you guys need anything, food-wise here, we're well stocked, but it definitely will help us out. It just amazes us. We're looking at meat and for Christmas, and it's like, wow, it's incredible how much beef and how much meat has gone up.
Yeah, it is insanely expensive, and a lot of these places that we go to, we're going to now, they give out meat, and they give out like venison, or they'll give out different foods. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for you guys as well.
NAWTV. Well, we definitely appreciate it there. It'll be a blessing. It'll be a help, and appreciate you guys thinking of us in that way. That helps out a lot.
Yeah. So just let us know if that's something that that would be. If you guys want to do that, or if you guys are good, then we'll pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I'm sure Mom won't turn it down, but again, I'll give her a heads up there. We appreciate that, and appreciate the turkey as well. That, like I say, it's a blessing. Like I say, it'll be a help for us. For Christmas there.
Yeah, for sure it'll be good, and if we get more meat, we'll let you know, and that way then too, if we get a ham, we'll just pass on a ham to you guys too.
Okay, definitely wouldn't mind the ham either, and definitely got the freezer out there. It's good cold, and then we'll definitely keep things cool till we meet it there.
Hey, Wayne, you...
Yeah, this time we got fish this last time, so I'm like, let me have some fish and chips here soon.
NAWCB, yeah, that definitely sounds pretty good. Fish and chips, you can't beat that combination there. I don't blame you.
No, not at all, especially when it comes to fish. I'm still a big fish and chips fan there. You have to try out, when you get a chance here, you have to try out Terry's Carrots there. I think it's in Harrison. Yeah, it's on the Harrison site. They have some really good fish and chips, and they give you a lot of fish.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a lot of good things about Terry's Carrots. I would imagine their fish and chips are extremely good, I'm sure. One of these days, we never really get out that way too much anymore, but you never know. I could do a date night or out towards the water. Might try it sometime.
Station calling. Yeah, so there's a lot of good fish chips out this way though. So let's come out this way there, Dad, and get some good old fish chips.
Yeah, that's for sure. I agree. They do have a lot, like I say, there's a lot of good eateries out in that direction, up towards your way and in the Clem there. It's definitely changed around here through the years. Of course, with Lakeside being shut down, a lot of that traffic around there is probably it's not as much in there. And although there's still a lot of good stuff along haul roads, but it's pretty. I think you got some pretty good stuff up your way.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good food up here. And this keeps growing too. It keeps getting more. It's nice.
I'm sure it gives you guys some varieties, whether you're eating, you're looking, say, fish and chips, to eat, or some other type of a meal, different style or different flavor. At least you've got that choice, and I'm excited you can't eat that.
No, right, exactly. Well, Dad, I am pulling in, but appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night. If you guys need anything, let us know, and keep us posted. We'll let you guys know on the kids' stuff and see how the weather goes, but let us know, and I'm not sure I'll talk with Leo and see when we can drop that turkey off here to you guys. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed. I agree. I'm sure we'll be in contact, whether by radio or phone here over the next few days. So, yeah, we'll just see how it leads up and go from there. But enjoy your mini vacation. Enjoy the holiday, and stay warm. Like I said, if you guys need anything let us know on this end as well. But thanks for the ride along. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and tell everyone we said hi. NAWCB is clear. Along your friends.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. K8YNU, clear.
This is Kilo Echo 2, Golf Fishing Uniform, monitoring the 50 deck right in the morning. This is Kilo Echo 2, Golf Fishing Uniform, monitoring the 50 deck right in the morning. This is Kilo Echo 2, Golf Fishing Uniform. Can you please repeat that? I did not copy. KE2GVP, this is KE2GVU. KE2GVP, you have to press the top right button that says Mon F, then press the A key to be able to set its tone, and then pin it to set the exact tone, then press the PTT button to go out of that mode. This is KE2GVU. 2GVP, you have to press the band button, then use the main key as up and down. Then press the band button to enter it, then PTT to exit the menu. This is KE2GVU. You have to use the main and sub keypad buttons in order to change it up and down, not your frequency knob. KE2GVT, this is KE2GVU. Have you successfully set the tone yet? Please respond.
I was able to set my tone. Can you read me?
I read you, but you have a lot of static. Can you try repositioning slightly? This is KE2GVU.
Alright, I came around outside to the north side. Any better? KE2GVU?
That's better. I hear you loud and clear, Daddy. Nice to first long-distance contact. How do I sound? This is QSO2, Golf 50 Uniform.
So you've been sounding really good. I could hear you inside, even while I was trying to work on my radio. I just couldn't get that the tone set right. But no, you sound really good the whole way, so you must be hitting the computer well. I think you couldn't hear me on the repeater until I got outside.
That sounds about right. I'm hearing you pretty clear now. There's still a bit of static, but it's very intelligible. When are you planning on coming back? In the 30-minute range, 10-minute range? This is KE2GVU.
We'll have to see. We'll wrap it up inside, but I may be headed back your way in about 10 minutes.
Where is a KE2 call sign from? KF8BLX.
KF8BLX, this is KE2GVU. We're from Central New York, moved up, visiting here for Thanksgiving. This is KE2GVU.
Alrighty there, KETGDU. Good to have you in Michigan here. Good to hear you on the radio. Enjoy our link system. It works well.
Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. 73, and I'm going to go back monitoring here. KF8, BLX.
KE2, DVT, I'm going to go back inside and watch Grandpa so he doesn't mill. This has been Kilo Echo 2, Golf at the Uniform. KFCOS, this is the call sign. This is Kilo Echo 2, Golf at the Uniform. This is KE2 GVU testing.
Calling, you're barely audible. Try increasing your power.
Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf.
Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf, W8YRC, how you doing?